sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to The Show With No Name on Vaughn Radio. All aboard. Oh, yeah, it's The Show With No Name on Vaughn Radio. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, sing it with me. Sing your own song. Just sing it. Yeah. I hope you guys are having fun. I hope you are learning. And if you do all that in this show, have fun and learn, then I'm a happy guy. Oh, and use full sentences. I'm not asking too much. The first two are, I think, are pretty obvious. Learn, have fun. Not in that order. Have fun and learn. Oh, yeah. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. We've got so much to cover on today's show. We were looking at our homophones, and we'll go back in a moment to look at those two words. The first word was, if you want to participate, labio, and the second word was saltar o brincar, que también es salto o brinco. And a lot of you guys before were participating, and I think most of you said that they weren't homophones. All right, well, either way, we'll take a look at that in a moment. But right now, what we need to do is we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. So, guys, write down what you hear. This is a very important listen.
At that particular time, with the hippies and all, we had our own costumes, our clothes. We had our own art. We had our own poetry. We had our own music. We had our own books. Lifestyle. What didn't we have in there? What am I missing? We had our own plays. We didn't have our own movie.
All right, there you go, my amigos. Whoa, 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 whoa. Something. I don't know what I just did there. Sometimes my sound effects just do whatever they want. They have a mind and a life of their own. Oh, man. You guys can see my technical expertise. Pericia, you say? My technical expertise. Zero. No. Okay, so what do we have to do? Oh, okay. That was the Say What soundbite. You'll get one more listen over there, guys. So good luck. Remember, the ultimate goal is to write everything down. Now, let's take a look at these homophones here. The first word, labio, is lip. Lip. Okay, lip. Eh, eh, eh. ¿Qué dices? Eh. I always tell my students that's what it sounds like, that I sound. Right? Which, eh. Which one do you want? Is it, eh, eh, eh. It's not E. Y el error más común, dime que no eres uno de estos. ¿Qué dice? Is, it? That's not English. Right? Is, it? No. Is it? Is it? Tan importante. ¿Por qué? Porque si no, no sabes la diferencia entre this and these. Porque además de tener un sonido vocal diferente, this, ese puro, and these, z, es un sonido vocal diferente, right? So this, eh. ¿Qué dices? Eh. It's ese sonido. This is, okay? So this is my lip. This is my upper lip. This is my lower lip. Together they are my lip. My lips, excuse me. Estaba leyendo el comentario de Anix. Aquí leo lo que veo. It's funny how the mind works or doesn't work. Okay, so lip was the first word. Don't give me, remember I said don't talk back. Don't give me any lip. Es no me contestes. As if a parent saying to their child, don't give me any of your lip. Enough. Button your lip. Right? Abróchalo es como, shut it. No, button your lip. Zip it. Zip your lip. Right? A lot of different ways we say shut up. Okay. Another one we say too, my lips are sealed. There's an expression we say, my lips are sealed. Okay. So then the next one is leap. Leap. So, this is interesting because it's a totally different, vowel sound here. So the EA is E. Como la I española, pero la primera no es I, right? The first one is I, lip, right? So a mosquito leaped onto my lip. Leap, lip. No, they are not homophones. So a nice round of applause to everybody. Yep. To everybody who said that they are not homophones. They aren't. Not at all. Lip, leap. Pero ahora no puedes decirme lo, que this and these es lo mismo. E, I, E, I. If you take away all the consonants, that's what you get. The I and the E. Lip, leap. I always tell you that too. Like isolating isotopes. try and isolate the vowel sound when you get confused. Like bitch, beach. Bitch, perra, beach, playa. Right? E, I, E, I, E, I. Quita la B, quita el ch, quita todo y quédate solo con el vocal. Until you get it. So, ip, so, vamos con el ip, eep, ip, eep, e, 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 e. And another, when I think of the word leap, obviously it means jump, right? He leaped, es un verbo regular, tiene, acaba en ed. So he leaped. And I think of the expression, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Sound familiar? That's supposedly what was said when man landed on the moon for the first time in 1969. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And guys, the moon is not exactly a hop, skip, and a jump from here. Otra forma. Tienes cuatro formas de decir saltar ahora. Hop, skip, jump, and leap. Oh, my God. Bueno, la expresión hop, skip, and a jump lo hemos visto, que está al ladito, right? If something's a hop, skip, and a jump. Another thing I think of when I think of leap as well is a leap of faith. Cuando dices voy a fiarme de la fe, de las cosas. Let's see. A leap of faith. A ver cómo lo traducen. I remember looking at that. Fe ciega, confianza ciega, un acto de fe. It's a leap of faith, right? A leap of faith. Leap. Leap, not lip, leap. And another one, the last one that comes to mind when I look at the word leap is a leap year. So if you were born on February 29th, you're a leap year baby. That means you celebrate your birthday. Well, I imagine you celebrate every year, but technically your birthday comes every 4 years. So that's a leap year. All right, guys. So lip and leap. No, they are not homophones at all. En absoluto. So great job to all of you guys who didn't fall for it. Que no caísteis. Now it's time to keep moving along to a section where we learn English from movies. It's called Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, my amigos. That's right. You know it. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. Let's see. Sofia Carri says, where do you look up expressions? Word reference? Sometimes I Google them. Sometimes word reference. Whatever's closer. If I have word reference open, I'll check there first. But if not, I'll just Google it. A lot of times, like if I see an expression in Spanish, I'll say, tata, define tal. Right? And the same, you can do the same thing in English. Remember, if you ever come across an expression you don't get, you're like, what? Solo tienes que ir a Google y poner define lo que sea. Okay, so here we go, guys. It's today's Name That Movie. Let me give you the trailer. Are you ready? A soldier fighting aliens gets to relive the same day over and over again. The day restarting every time he dies. Whoa. So a soldier, vamos a pronunciar esta palabra juntos, por favor. Soldier, just kidding. Soldier fighting aliens, luchando contra aliens, we say aliens, gets to relive. Now be careful, because to relive es revivir. To relieve es aliviar. So be careful. There's another one where you have to really pronounce that I, not like E, right? So relive, relive. Tengo que revivirlo todos los días. I have to relive it every day. Will you please relieve me of my duties? ¿Ves? Uno es I, uno es E. So, he gets to relive the same day over and over again, vez tras vez. The day restarting, que reempieza, recomienza, every time he dies, cada vez que él muere. All right, we've got some winners over here, it seems. So, guys, a nice round of applause for your fellow students, Jaster, Valerie, Chris Malrol, JM Hermosilla as well. Great job, guys. Fantastic job. The movie is called Edge of Tomorrow, right? The Edge of Tomorrow. El Borde de Mañana. Okay. El Borde de Mañana. The Edge of Tomorrow came out in 2014. Sofia Carri, careful. You just put relieve. No, no se escribe así. Okay. Busca relieve. It's with IE, okay? So, be careful. Esa te la has inventado, la segunda. Bueno, a no ser que es remarcharse. Pero yo no decía esa. Decía to relieve your stress or something like that, okay? I think somebody else got it over here. Nope, no. Okay, just be careful, guys. That's not the word I said, okay? So, The Edge of Tomorrow, 2014. It's a movie starring Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. And I haven't seen it, I have to say. This is a movie, I guess it seems okay, but I think Tom Cruise has done so many movies like this. You know what I mean? Like, every movie you see Tom Cruise in now, he's like saving the world from something or someone, you know? And it's okay, but, you know, I would rather have, like, you know, The Rock save my ass. Salvarme el culo. Lo decimos igual. Now you can say to save my hide or my skin, mi piel también, pellejo o piel, to save my skin, to save my hide. Pero bueno, to save my ass. Who would you prefer? Tom Cruise? Heavily armed? Or the Rock barehanded? I'll take The Rock any day. Okay, so Rita says, after Bill gets hit during training. So if you hit somebody, pegas. But if you get hit, te han pegado. ¿Ves el reflexivo así? He got hit. And Rita says, you all right, Cage? ¿Estás bien? Okay, se dice, are you all right? Pero a veces omitimos ese are. You all right? You all right, Cage? Los británicos, para ellos es una forma de saludar. You all right, mate? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. What's the matter? It's a weird one. We don't understand each other too much. And Cage, me gusta el nombre, ¿no? Jaula says, I think I broke something. Now, in this case, from the context, Cage is not talking about breaking something in the room. He's talking about breaking a bone in his body. Oh, I think I broke something. Creo que he roto algo. Could be a leg, an arm, right? And Rita says, what? What? He goes, my back. Mi espalda. Do you like my acting, guys? My back. The only thing I can feel are my lips. Ah, lips. Vosotros sabéis pronunciar eso perfectamente, ¿no? Lips o lips? Ah, okay. Quería asegurar, okay? So, mira, aquí tienes muchos E. The only thing I can feel are my lips. E. Quiero que pronunciéis todas las E's conmigo aquí. Now listen. No, listen. Listen. Esa es otra E. Now listen carefully. This is, tienes doble ahí, this is, no, this is, lo estás haciendo conmigo, this is a very important rule, okay, ves cuánto surge este sonido de this is, otra, the only rule, esta es la única regla, you get injured on the field, okay, you get injured es te lesionas, so an injury es una lesión, but to get injured es lesionarse. And to be injured es que estás lesionado, right? So he got injured and now he is injured, okay? And you get injured on the field, you know, on the field, en el campo. You better make sure you die. Pues asegúrate de que mueras. And Cage says, why? Por qué? Why? And Rita says, last time I was in combat, I was hit. A mí me dieron, right? So hit can be pegado, pero también puede ser con una bala. They hit me. Oh, I got hit. I got hit. Algo te pega, algo te da, right? Y esa es otra palabra. Hit, lip, hit. Last time I was in combat, I was hit. I was bleeding out. To bleed out, se me salía toda la sangre. Just not fast enough, pero no lo suficientemente rápido. Okay? Careful with this. This enough, primero, se pronuncia esa O-U-G-H en este caso, como f, right? Como cough, tos. Enough. But just be careful with the usage. I want you guys to write down in your notebooks, enough más sustantivo. So I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough energy, right? Enough sustantivo. And ahora quiero que pongas adjetivo más enough. So you aren't fast enough. You aren't tall enough. ¿Ves? Si es adjetivo va delante de enough. Y si es sustantivo, va después de enough. Okay? Did you guys understand it? You're probably thinking, okay, Alberto, we understood it. Enough is enough. Basta ya. And then he says, I woke up, como una palabra sola. No miramos esa palabra woke up como dos. Es una. I woke up in a field hospital. Un hospital en el campo, in the field, right? With 3 pints. Now, a pint es una pinta. Now, here he's not talking about beer. He's talking about pints, la medida, ¿no? With 3 pints of someone else's blood. De la sangre de otra persona. Cuidado con la pronunciación ahí. También es, no es blood, es blood. Blood. And I was out. Y estaba fuera. Cao. I was out. I lost the power. Perdí el poder. Do you understand? ¿Me entiendes? And she says, I think we'd better start over. Don't you? Now, this is a really good structure if you don't know it. We'd better, right? So the, la estructura es had better más el infinitivo, okay? So you'd better be careful, okay? You'd better is you had better. Pero lo contraemos y casi nunca dices you had better. Casi siempre es you'd better. O americanos, te digo directamente, sacamos la D. We say, you better listen to me. Mi madre diría, que es mi madre, tiene 3 carreras. My mother has 3 degrees. She says, you better listen to me. Ahora, si se va a un examen de Cambridge, le van a decir, it's you'd better, siendo you had better. But we don't care about Cambridge. We're not interested in Cambridge in the United States at all. Why? Why do we need Cambridge? If we want to study, but if we just want to work in the United States, we don't need Cambridge. Cambridge is not a part of our thoughts on a daily basis, right? So again, one thing is what the grammar book says, and one thing is how we use the language, right? So we'd better start over, empezar de nuevo. And I always, when I teach you'd better, I like to teach or else, right? Because they usually go together. When do we say you'd better? You better. It's a strong piece of advice, right? It is a warning. You'd better, right? So a lot of times we say, like when you're, I think of my parents, you better listen to me or else, porque si no, or else. And usually, as I said in past classes, you don't even have to fill in the blanks there. Da igual. Sabes que no es algo bueno. You know that whatever follows or else is not going to be a good thing for you. So just, you know, you might want to pay attention. Right. So this movie over here, it just managed to turn a profit. Now, just managed, justo, ganó beneficios, to turn a profit. You can say to make a profit or to turn a profit. But let's be honest. It was a flop. The movie was a flop. In fact, when they put the movie out on, and they put it into packaging for DVD, for, you know, for this format, they changed the title, but they didn't tell anyone because they were like, well, let's just try and change the title and see if people will like it better. And they did. In the packaging, it says on the cover, it says live, die, repeat. Those are the biggest letters on the packaging. So when you look at it, you're thinking, well, this is called Live, Die, Repeat, not And you don't even see the edge of tomorrow there. So I guess they were saying, well, let's see if we can get people to like the movie by changing the name. Hey, it was a marketing decision because they couldn't change the movie now. It's too late. Once the movie's recorded, edited, and distributed, you can't go back. I mean, you can do a director's cut. You can do a redux version. You know, you can do all that stuff. But, you know, you got to sell. You got to make more money off that movie, you know. And so what did they do? They put it as live, die, repeat. Now, when they were asked about this, the production company was asked, Warner Brothers, they denied it. They said, no, that's just, that's the saying, you know, that's one of the tagline, como decimos, in the name that movie section. That's the tagline. It's not the movie. However, when you go to their database over there of movies, it's under L. It's not under Edge of Tomorrow. It's under Live, Die, Repeat. So I guess it was a last-ditch effort, como decimos. A last-ditch effort es una última, un último intento. Great expression, by the way. Si no la, no la conocéis. A last-ditch effort to try and, well, make some more money. To turn a profit para usar el vocabulario que vimos antes. So there you go, guys. It's Name That Movie only on The Show With No Name. And we don't look at series too much. Maybe in the future we'll look at series since they're becoming so popular. Sometimes we do in the Say What soundbite. I recently saw a series. I don't remember if it was Netflix or Amazon. I pay for everything. Well, yeah, I think it's important because these people, that's how they make their money. Sure. The artists that create the music, the movies, all that stuff, right? So I'm not big on downloading things illegally personally. So I saw a series this weekend. My wife and I saw it, and it was called In Her Eyes or Through Her Eyes, possibly. A través de sus ojos. I'll tell you this. It gets off to a slow start. That happens a lot lately. No empieza, tarda en arrancar. It gets off to a slow start. But once it starts rolling, it gets a lot better. And then, well, the ending is pretty cool. So, if you guys are looking for a new series, the only thing is I don't remember. Well, I can just Google it. Wasn't I just telling you guys, don't be lazy? ¿No te estaba diciendo yo lo mismo? Through Her Eyes, possibly? Vamos a ver. No. Through Her Eyes series? Let's see. Behind Her Eyes. Ahí está. Behind Her Eyes is the series. I liked it. At first, I'm very impatient. You know, I told my wife, I'm like, if nothing happens soon, let's, you know, come on. And she's like, be patient. Something's going to happen. And it did. But sometimes, that's my problem with series and movies now. I remember the inciting incident. Now, this is a dramatic term. The inciting incident is the thing that starts the drama in a movie. So you need $50 million by tomorrow. Okay. Y normalmente no lo tienes en el primer minuto. Y lo ves despertarse, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets a letter in the mail. Te estoy dando un ejemplo, ¿no? He's like, you owe $15 million. You're going to lose your house. Inciting incident. Now we know what's going on. We know where the drama is. But that usually happened in the first 5 to 10 minutes, you know, because you give a little foreshadowing, vas pintando los personajes. You know, I know, as I said, I studied drama. And now I'm seeing like some movies an hour into the movie and you're like, so where's the dilemma? Where's the inciting incident? Where's the drama? There you go. It's just me being impatient. Hollywood's doing great. It's my problem. All right. Well, guys, before we go to our final commercial break, let's take a look at today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble only on The Show With No Name. And I can't believe that we only have one section left to the show. Wow. Hope you guys are having fun. I hope you're learning. And, well, here we go. Another challenge for you to think about during our final commercial break. Don't give us your answers yet, because we're going to literally go in 20 seconds. So, voy a ser franco, honesto. Me intentó atacar con un cuchillo desafilado. Ahí lo tienes. Today's double trouble. Remember, you have to use the same word twice. Voy a ser franco o honesto. Intentó atacar, atacarme. Me intentó atacar o intentó atacarme con un cuchillo desafilado. That is our double trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more after this final commercial break. So, stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los dos Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. O y si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 91-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Guys, welcome back. Welcome back to the fourth and final part of today's show. Now, before we get back into things, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. So, my amigos, I don't think anybody got it yet. And I believe in you. I know somebody, at least one of you, is going to get today's Say What soundbite. So let's hear it for the first time. The fourth time.
At that particular time, with the hippies and all, we had our own costumes, our own clothes, we had our own art, we had our own poetry, we had our own music, we had our own books, lifestyle. What didn't we have in there? What am I missing? We had our own plays. We didn't have our own movie.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was the fourth and final listen of today's Show with No Name, Say What soundbite. We will take a look at that in a little bit, and we'll figure out what's being said, who it is, and all that jazz. Y todo eso. The expression all that jazz in English means y todo lo demás. All right, so let's take a look at today's double trouble. I'll give it to you again for anybody who missed it and wants to participate. Voy a ser franco o honesto. Me intentó atacar con un cuchillo desafilado. Maybe Tom Cruise is going to have to come and save the day. As he always does now in all his movies. All right, looks like we've got somebody who figured it out. Give it up for Jaster. Also, Danny. Excellent job, Danny. You've been doing a wonderful job lately. We also got Jesus. We got J.M. Hermosilla as well. Okay, great, guys. Great job. Okay, so voy a ser franco. Voy a ser honesto. I'm going to be frank. Yeah, you can say that. Sure, why not? Con K. I'm going to be frank. No con C, como en español, franco. I'm going to be frank, como el nombre Frank. I'm going to be honest, you can also say. Just be careful you don't say honest or on, or right? There, I've heard a lot of different variations of that one. It's honest, honest. Are you honest? Are you being frank with me? Are you being sincere? Are you being straight up? Pues hay más formas de decirlo también. And we're going to look at that right now. So are you being blunt with me? To be blunt with somebody. Okay. Blunt. B-L-U-N-T. And I think we said, didn't we say in the movie? Si no me equivoco. In today's movie, Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise were in today's movie. So let me be blunt. Okay. Déjame, sincere. We also say sincere. O sea, sincere, frank, honest, straightforward, straight up, blunt. Okay. Let me be blunt. Voy a ser muy franco. I'm going to be blunt with you. He tried to attack me with a blunt knife. Okay. So blunt is also something that is not sharp, right? Something that is blunt is not sharp. Blunt. We also use it when we say un golpe muy fuerte. We call it blunt force trauma. Okay, and this is traumatismo. It's when some kind of crime usually, and there's a heavy impact. It's called blunt force traumatismo. So good word, blunt. B-L-U-N-T. Now the most common usage is honesto. Okay. Bueno, si trabajas en una fábrica de cuchillos, entonces, maybe you're saying the other one too. This one's still blunt. Sharpen it. Afílalo. So sharp, the opposite of blunt in that case is sharp, right? So if your knives are blunt, you have to sharpen them. Afilar, right? You can call the afilador that you have. So let me be blunt. I'm a really big fan of Emily Blunt's and James Blunt. I love both of them, Emily Blunt and James Blunt. Well, let's be blunt. They're cute. They make a cute couple. Unless they're brothers and sisters, and then that's just weird. So I know you all know the word because of that famous singer, too. Not just Emily Blunt, but James Blunt. What's the song he sings? You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. And when I find myself in the middle, could you love me more just a little? I like him. I gotta say, sometimes I can't listen to too many of his songs. But I will say this, he's awesome on Twitter. Es buenísimo. He's got what a sense. I don't know, you know, I like all his music, but I love his jokes. I love his sense of humor. I think his sense of humor is quite blunt. James Blunt, ahí lo tienes. James Blunt has got a very blunt sense of humor. I think somebody asked him on Twitter once, is James Blunt still alive or something? He's like, yeah. Present, you know, something. He's got a sense of humor. He doesn't get upset if people, you know, make fun of him or whatever. You know, obviously anybody who's in a public place is open to that kind of scrutiny. And well, James Blunt is no stranger to scrutiny, but I'm a fan. I've got to be blunt. I'm a fan. Tengo que ser honesto. So there you go, folks. That is today's Double Trouble. Let's move on to another section where we learn English with a little humor. Speaking of humor, it's time for your joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
All right, my amigos, you're joking, the part of the show where I give you a joke and we see if you get it or if it goes over your head. No lo pillas. If something goes over your head, como siempre digo, es hasta con, lo hacemos con el gesto, and you're saying, no lo pillé. Not just a joke, we say it too. If somebody gives you a very technical explanation, you're like, I'm sorry, man, that just went over my head. I didn't get anything you just said. It went over my head. Se me pasó por encima. No ha entrado en mis oídos. Think about it that way. So, my amigos, what's the most dangerous part of a motorcycle? Okay. Now the British say motorbike, I think, more than motorcycle. But in the United States, we say a motorcycle. Unless you're talking about the ones that aren't on the road, those are called dirt bikes. Los de motocross, I think. We call those dirt, no motocross. Los de tierra, you know, the ones that you hit jumps. And I don't know very much about motorsports, I have to be honest. And I'm sure you can tell. So what's the most dangerous part of a motorcycle? Okay. The nut that connects the seat to the handlebar. The nut that connects the seat to the handlebar. Now, you guys, if you were paying attention before I told you the word manillar, and no, did you look it up? Pues ahí lo tienes. So, if you had looked it up, you would have understood that word. And we talked about the word nut before as well. So, the interesting thing is, you guys should all get this one if you were paying attention. So, what's the most dangerous part of a motorcycle? La parte más peligrosa de una moto. The nut, la tuerca, that connects, que conecta, the seat to the handlebar. Now, handlebar, as I said, manillar, you say. Now, also, the word nut, we said, is somebody who's crazy, right? He's a nut. Está loco. Está pirao. A lot of people say that about me. They say, Alberto, you are nutty. You're a nut, right? No es que soy un nuez o un fruto seco. Es que estoy chiflao, right? So, the nut that connects the seat to the handlebar. So, what is the nut, el loco, o la tuerca, que conecta el manillar con el asiento? Who's that? The driver. The person on the motorcycle. So, they have the same joke with cars, too, con coches. Like, what's the most dangerous part of a car? The nut behind the wheel. La tuerca detrás del volante. Loco detrás del volante. I know. It wasn't that funny. But I see some of you are laughing. That's a good sign. What are you, nuts, Alberto? ¿Qué estás loco? So there it is. The nut that connects the seat to the handlebar. And again, if you want to use it for a simpler version of this joke, if you want to try it out on some friends today in your English class or whatever, what's the most dangerous part of an automobile or a vehicle? And that is the nut behind the wheel. La tuerca o el chiflado que está detrás de el volante, which we call the wheel or the steering wheel, right? But a lot of times, for short, es como piscina. We don't say swimming pool every time we say the word pool. The same way we don't say steering wheel every time we say the word wheel. Okay, so there you go, guys. Today's joke. I know you're cracking up. Now, I see I've got some students who have figured out today's Say What soundbite. Now, I hope I'm not missing anyone, but I believe we've got Jester, Marta, Chris Balrol. Wow. Fantastic, guys. Really good job. Really good job. We're going to take a look at that in a little bit. I don't know. Did you guys catch where it was from? Ya que, ya, ahora sí. Después del cuarto, ya podéis decir de dónde es. O si reconoces la voz, if you recognize the voice. That's okay. What I don't want you to do is give it away now to give it away on the first go. Because then, well, some people might want to play and you're not letting them. Okay. Well, let's move on, guys. I think it's time for a little celebration in a section we call Famous Birthday Trivia. That's right, my amigos. That's right. It's Famous Birthdays only on the show with no name. Let's take a look. The first person was born in 1948. He passed away last year, to pass away or to pass on is fallecer. And he was a British musician, inglés, británico, and he was the bassist turned lead vocalist. So bajista convertido en cantante. So he was, decimos turned, right? So he was the bassist turned lead vocalist of the glam rock band. Now, glam rock is this genre of music where their makeup and their hair was more important than the music. Remember, like the 80s, 90s, you know, there was a period until grunge came out and they said, okay, guys, come on. You know, let's focus on the music again. You know, I love glam. Don't get me wrong. No me malinterpretes. I love glam rock. There's nothing like the explosions and the makeup and the teased hair. No, el pelo todo como permanente. The 80s. Come on. Spandex, licra. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. No lo cambiaría para nada en este mundo. So what band was this guy in? Well, he was in a band called The Sweet. Dulce, also known as Sweet. They are British, as I said before. They rose to worldwide fame in the 70s. And what can I tell you? They were actually formed in 68, but they started getting famous in the 70s. Their first hit was called Funny Funny. I haven't heard that one. But then during the 70s, they had another one called Blockbuster, which was 1973. They had another one called Hellraiser, Follonero. A Hellraiser is somebody who raises hell, armarla. What else? Ballroom Blitz. I love that one. And the man in the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz. Also, Turn It Down. Bájalo, baja el volumen, turn it down. And another one, Fox on the Run. I love that one too. Fox on the Run. Many other songs. If you don't know who it is now, Google it. Okay, number two. She was born in 1983 and her last name is Franco Ocintero. And you know how to say that because you were paying attention. She's a British actress. She was, let's see, in Henry VIII in 2003. She was in My Summer of Love in 2004. Then she was in The Devil Wears Prada. The Devil Wears Prada. Also Looper, Mary Poppins Returns, Sicario, Into the Woods, The Edge of Tomorrow, which was called Live, Die, Repeat. I think they changed the name. Were you guys paying attention there? So, yes, her last name is... Alguien me pone James Franco, pero en inglés. Es Franco en inglés. I love it. Good guess, but... okay, and the last person was born in 1940. In the year 1940, he died in 2019, so two of our birthday boys and girls died pretty recently. He was an American actor, director, and screenwriter, the son of Henry Fonda, famous actor Henry Fonda. He was the younger brother of actress Jane Fonda, the father of Bridget Fonda. So, you know, he comes from a family of actors. And it's in their blood. And he was part of the counterculture of the 1960s. He was a hippie. He was a total hippie. And not only was he a hippie in real life, but he played a hippie in the movie Easy Rider in 1969. And he was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay. If you guys have not seen that movie, it's a typical motorcycle road trip movie. Which kind of was the movie of the hippie age. And, I think you guys have heard this somewhere because they had costumes. I mean, the hippies had everything. They had their own music, but they didn't have their own movie until 1969. Easy Rider. Okay. I can't make it any easier for you. Let's see. Jaster, he jumped the gun, and let's see if you guessed correctly, buddy. Good guess. Let's see who else got it. Chris Balrol, excellent. Anix, you got it as well. JM Hermosilla. Let's give you guys a nice round of applause. Number one, Stephen Priest. Stefan Kuda. Stephen Priest from the band Sweet. Number two, Emily Blunt. Franco, sincero. Emily Blunt. And the last one was Peter Fonda. Actor, hippie, counterculture symbol, Peter Fonda. Those are our birthday boys and girls. And seriously, guys, if you have not seen Easy Rider, it is... I mean, it's one of the greatest movies ever made. We're talking about Jack Nicholson here. We're talking about, what's his name? Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda. And this is Peter Fonda. Our Say What soundbite today is Peter Fonda on Easy Rider. On es hablando sobre. So on es como hablando. So you could say, this is me on politics, right? Hablando sobre. So. This is him on Easy Rider. And he says, at that particular time, en ese momento particular, en el tiempo, with the hippies and all, con los hippies y todo eso. And remember, the word hippie comes from the word hip. And hip, que es un hipster, un modernillo. Why? Well, the hippies were the modernillos of those days. Think about it. Right? They didn't have hipsters. There were no, Starbucks in Park Slope, Brooklyn. You know, that's the hipster movement. Well, before there were hipsters, way before there were hipsters, the hipsters were called hippies. And they grew out their hair long and, well, they were protesting the, everything that was going on, the Vietnam War, the injustice, the racial injustice, the sexist. I mean, there were so many different causes. So, the hippies, but hip es de moderno, de moda. So with the hippies and all, and he goes, we had our own costumes. Vamos a pronunciar esto juntos. Costumes. Nuestro propio, ¿no? Vestuario. We had our own costumes. We had our own clothes. Nuestra propia ropa. We had our own art. Nuestro propio arte, of course. We had our own poetry. Sure. We had our own music. Of course, some of the best music ever came out of the 60s in the United States. We had our own books. We had our own lifestyle. Y si te das cuenta, se pone lazy con el, we're on, y al final ya dice, we're on, ya verás. Cuando ya dice books, como pasa, ya decir, we had our own. We had our own lifestyle, And he goes, and what did we have in there? I mean, what am I missing? Right? ¿Qué es lo que faltaba? He said, we had our own plays. Teníamos nuestros propios obras de teatro. Y luego la pausa. We didn't have our own movie. So that's why he said this was our movie. This is the movie that defined the 60s and the counter culture in the United States. So if you haven't seen it, it's an awesome movie. Here's Peter Fonda telling us a little bit about it.
At that particular time, with the hippies and all, we had our own costumes, our own clothes. We had our own art. We had our own poetry. We had our own music. We had our own books. What lifestyle? What didn't we have in there? What am I missing? We had our own plays. We didn't have our own movie.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, man. That's right, my amigos. It's funny, my equipment here has my equipment here has it does what it wants. It has a mind of its own. I was like, and now we're gonna do name. Speaking of Jester, like before, my effects here jumped the guns. Saltaron. Okay, well, guys, we've got to take a look at today's Name That Lyric. And Jester caught me. Jester, you're good. You're good. Some of you heard it before. Remember how today my jingles are just doing whatever they want? I played the song a little, like three. Jester, you're too good. Demasiado bueno. I played 3 seconds of the song. I sang the song. So you got 2 or 3 clues in there to tell you what song it is. But either way, let's play. Let's play. I like to play and I like to learn some English, or in my case, Spanish from this song. Remember, I want you guys to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist on today's Name That Lyric. No quiero saber tu nombre porque no pareces igual como parecías antes. Bien, 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 bien. Crees que tienes una cara bonita, pero el resto de ti está fuera de lugar. So, I don't want to know your name. No quiero saber tu nombre. Because you don't look the same. Porque no pareces igual. The way you did before. Como estabas antes. Okay, okay, okay. Bien. You think you got a pretty face. Crees que tienes una cara bonita. But the rest of you is out of place. Pero el resto de ti está fuera de lugar. You looked all right before. Estabas bien antes. Fox on the Run. That's right. This is Fox on the Run by the group Sweet. So great job to Jester and Chris Valrol, who got it. It is Fox on the Run. Everybody's gone. I don't know if you know this song. It's a great song. We're going to sing it right now. And remember, in English, the word fox, if a girl is a fox, es que está muy buena, no es zorra in Spanish. But either way, I wouldn't use the word. Like, you don't go up to somebody you don't know and say, hey, you're a fox. So either way, avoid that word when referring to a woman, especially in Spanish, where it's disgusting. It's a disgusting word, to be honest. All right, so guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the point of the show, as many of you are saying thank you to me. You beat me to it. Llegaste antes. Thank you for being here. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for having fun with us. Remember, we've got some great shows coming up this afternoon, and I'm going to be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, I promise. So guys, I dedicate this one to you guys, even though, well, yeah, you're all foxes. Estáis todos buenorros. Fox on the Run. Buenorros a la fuga. And this song was written about groupies. Buenorras a la fuga. So there you go. But again, avoid the word when talking about people, unless you say someone is sly as a fox, astuto. Then it's okay. But don't, like Jimi Hendrix's song. He's got a song, Jimi Hendrix, called Foxy Lady. Es mujer guapísima. But again, he's Jimi Hendrix. I wouldn't walk around saying that a woman is a fox. In Spanish, definitely not. In English, unless you're like good friends, you can say to, you know, I could say to one of my great friends, "Ooh, you are a fox. You look foxy." My wife wouldn't like it, but but I could say, you know, con confianza. So just be careful with those kind of words that are kind of, you know, they have those gray areas, all right? And I always say, maybe it's not offensive to you, but it doesn't mean it's not offensive to other people. So, all right, well, guys, here it is. It's Fox on the Run, I'm dreaming. And you guys better sing it with me. Sing it with me. It's Google Fox on the Run by The Sweet. And here we go.
Know your name, 'cause you don't look the same the way you did before. You think you got a pretty face, but the rest of you is out of place. You looked alright.
Everybody,
Fox on the Run. Fox on the Run. You scream and everybody comes a-running, taking, running high yourself away.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana.